It's a good day for drama, and the town of Old Cove is full of it.
We begin at the Perfect Brew, where Ginny is sitting at the table waiting for Kellen to arrive.
Damn it, Kellen. How could you have gotten yourself into this kind of mess?
Sawyer approaches from the side.
What kind of mess has Kellen gotten into, Mother?
Sawyer, I didn't see you standing there.
I do own the place.
How is business going?
I still have a lot of kinks to work out, but it's going. So are you going to answer my question?
Oh, it's just that Lily girl. I just don't trust her.
You and I finally agree on something.
Yeah, Lily says she's nothing like her aunt, but I get the feeling that she's more like Elena than she lets on.
That whole family is nothing but trash, especially Janelle.
She's also Elena's niece, right?
Correct. And she's a big pain in my ass. The only reason that bitch is even in Old Cove is to get her hands on Drake.
Really? She wants Drake?
Yep. But she doesn't stand a chance against me. If I need to play dirty, I can, and I will.
At that moment, Kellen joins them.
Sawyer, you look all fired up. You must be talking about Janelle.
That obvious. I should get back to work.
Words I never imagined you saying.
Ha, ha.
Sawyer goes back behind the counter and gets to work.
It's so weird seeing Sawyer actually work for once. Anyway, I have exciting news.
You do? Well, good. I could use some good news for once.
I'm going to ask Lily to marry me.
Not exactly the good news you were expecting, was it, Ginny? Meanwhile, across town, Richard is arriving home.
Honey, I'm home.
Sutton greets Richard with a kiss.
Hi, sweets. I ordered food from the Penthouse Grill, and it should be arriving any minute now. Oh, wait a minute, though. You said honey and not honey lamb. What's wrong?
It's Harlan.
Of course it is. What has he done now?
Let me sit down. So when I met our daughter for coffee earlier, she says he's becoming very unpredictable, and I must agree with her.
I was afraid the aftermath of the will reading would cause him to spiral.
We need to find a way to get him under control, or else he'll ruin our endgame.
You know, I spoke to him just a bit ago, too, and he assured me that he had a way to get Jenny to choose him as the heir to the Abernathy fortune.
And did he let you know what this so-called plan entailed?
Actually, he didn't.
Then how do we... Okay, let me calm down. Then how do we know his plan will work? All Harlan cares about is getting the money.
Mm-hmm.
We both know our plans go a lot farther than a simple payday. So, honey lamb, what should we do?
You know as well as I do what we have to do. It's time for Harlan to go bye-bye.
Back at the Perfect Brew, Ginny is shocked by Kellen's news.
You're going to ask Lily to marry you?
Yes, tonight.
That's soon. That's very soon. Are you sure that this is what you want?
I love her with all my heart. I have since we were teenagers. I am not going to let her get away again.
I'm not trying to overstep, but I just don't think that this is such a great idea.
Why would you say that?
The timing. Lily and Lawrence just recently ended things. I don't know. I just still have this feeling that something is wrong.
The circumstances were different then.
Kellen, sweetheart, I know from experience that if you marry the wrong person, it can have lasting consequences.
Sawyer walks up, bringing Kellen a cup of coffee.
Like having to fake your death and let your children be raised by an evil bastard?
Something along those lines, I suppose.
How much of our conversation did you hear?
Just that last bit. I thought you might like some coffee.
Thanks, Soy.
Sawyer walks off,
while Kellen focuses his attention back to his mother.
I appreciate your concern, Mom, but if I didn't think this was right, I wouldn't ask Lily to marry me.
And she makes you happy?
No one has ever made me happier.
We will return to Tomorrow's a New Day after these messages.
I'm Max.
And I'm Daniel.
And we're the bitches with beards. We're best friends and professional homosexuals
who like nothing more than to discuss culture over a bottle of wine.
In our heads, we have all the elegance of two coastal grandmas.
But in truth, we're really just a couple of bitches with beards.
Pour yourself a glass every Wednesday.
Cheers!
Oh, you think you know what happened to me? Look, I'm back. And I'm about to unearth all the secrets in Old Cove. So do a little refresher on season one and get caught up before season two arrives. Trust and believe, you don't want to miss what's coming.
Over at the Old Cove Inn, Elena sits on her bed, clutching the baby blanket to her chest with tears in her eyes.
You're a bastard for doing this to me, Lewis Abernathy. I swear, if you weren't already dead, I'd kill you.
Elena folds the baby blanket up and places it in her dresser as Lily stands on the other side of the door. Elena takes a moment to wipe the tears from her eyes and then opens the door.
Lily, what are you doing here?
We need to have a little chat, Auntie.
Oh. Yay, sounds like a lecture is coming my way.
After the stunts you've pulled, you deserve a lecture. But we both know that wouldn't do any good. Elena does what Elena wants to do.
It's called self-love, sweetie.
It's called you're a selfish bitch. Now tell me what happened to my baby.
Oh, so that's why you're here.
You promised if I helped you with your plans, you would give me all the details you have about what happened to my baby. So spill it.
Lily, my dear.
You aren't talking yourself out of this one. Come on, Elena.
I don't know what happened to your baby.
You're lying.
I wish I was.
So you used me. Why did I think you'd actually keep your word? I should have known better.
Things got a little off course. I had hoped I'd be able to learn more about what happened, but...
Save it, Elena. I'm done being used by you. As of this moment, I don't want you in my life.
Lily turns to walk away, but Elena pulls her back.
Lily, please, don't go. I'll make this right.
Lily faces Elena, staring her dead in the eyes, and slaps her across the face.
You had your chance. Go to hell, Elena.
Returning to Sutton and Richard.
Okay, I messaged Harlan. He's going to meet us here tonight.
Great. And once the Harlan situation is under control, we can figure out what to do with the real Lawrence. But now, it's time.
Are you ready for this?
I was born for this.
Okay, let me hear the voice. We don't have any room for error on this.
I'm Lewis Abernathy, and I'm not dead.
Oh, it's uncanny. The face, the voice. It's like the real Lewis Abernathy is standing in front of me alive and well.
As far as the world is concerned, he is. Richard pulls out his phone and dials the number for Elena's room at the Old Cove Inn.
Hello?
Hello, Elena. It's nice to hear your voice.
Who is this?
Don't insult me. You know who this is.
Very funny. I don't have time for this.
I think you could make a little time for me. Didn't you get my little gift?
But you're supposed to be dead!
To your sad disappointment, the news of my death... well, it's been greatly exaggerated.
Our story will continue with the next episode of
tomorrow's a new day.